5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Amanda and Andrew, they're here to chat, talking about this and this and that and whatnot.
I think we got it.
Yeah.
I think we got the cheese down.
Cheese day.
Happy cheese day, y'all.
Welcome back to the And Whatnot podcast.
Welcome to the And Cheese
Wait,
Not.
So we kind of have to, like, Kyle's now like a permanent member.
I guess I am, yeah.
Kyle's now a co-host.
He is a co-host, but I'm not changing the intro because it's And Whatnot, not And Kyle Not.
True.
So.
And Whatnot.
That's fine. No hard feelings.
Yeah.
You're just here.
You also have your own side series, dude, which is fucking...
True.
Sidekick, pretty much.
We put his name on that one.
Yeah, you were the Kyle crew. You got your own theme song.
I am.
With the Kyle crew!
You did your own theme song.
And whatnot is all new.
And whatnot. Yeah, then we don't have to explain when you're not here.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Yeah, I'm going to jail next week for about 10 years.
Oh, yeah, that's some news we forgot to tell.
Yeah.
Kyle's going away.
Kind of a shit situation, but
yeah,
he is going
to. Yeah, I just, you know, the guy was right there, and I, you know, my car's right there, and I just kind of...
I know, it was warranted.
And you kind of got out and took your gun out and shot him in the head, execution style.
Yeah, I mean, he was dead already when I hit him in the car, but...
You just wanted to make sure.
Yeah.
I mean, then with the baseball bat, and
I mean, this guy, you know, I don't want him to suffer.
Well, yeah.
Putting him out of his misery.
But then, like, cutting him apart. Like,
yeah, like, sticking him in your freezer. That was a little
wild. Well, I mean, I was making stew, so I need some, you know...
Some fresh meat.
Fresh meat. But then serving him out to the local orphanage.
I mean, you know, they gotta eat too, right?
Speaking of cutting people up, I was literally just watching a TikTok before we started this.
Yeah.
And it was this daughter... talking about her parents, and they were like in a cult, and his mother would like literally orgasm to like children and people being killed by family members.
She would
As in two children being killed. Like
yes.
Okay.
She would like
she's no ordinary pedophile.
Yeah, no, she would get off on like her daughter killing someone.
So what? She like how did the daughter kill people?
Well, I didn't finish it, but she was basically saying, like, I guess the father and the mother would kill. It was, like, a sacrificial, like, culty thing where
America?
They would bring people, I don't know.
What's
I
that?
Didn't get that far, but they would bring people into the house and, like, sacrifice them, but, like, feed them first and have, like, a dinner. I don't know.
Oh, that's cool.
I gotta find it again and see where it is.
Anna knows about 10% of the
details. Yeah, I do. But she was like, and the first time... She's like, I was so excited. They brought home an 8-year-old boy and said, this is your brother, whatever.
And wait, so this was a personal account?
What do you mean?
Like, as in someone was telling the story from the first...
The daughter was telling the story.
Oh, so she's still alive. So it had to be recent, at least.
Yeah, so...
This wasn't some 1800s thing where they were feeding the locals to the pigs.
But she was literally just saying, like, they had dinner. And then afterwards, her mom handed her a knife and was like, all right. It's your turn. Kill him. She was like, what the fuck?
What the hell?
What the hell?
What's that, like, tribe in the Amazon that eats people?
It's me.
Yeah?
Yeah, I eat people.
It's the Amanda tribe.
Amanda tribe?
Yeah.
I'm not sure. I don't know.
It was... Have you seen,
I'm sure there's plenty of cannibals out there.
Yeah, it's called the,
100%.
Cannibal Holocaust.
Yes, I've seen that. Well, I have not seen that film, but
I've seen it, dude. It was so fucked up. It was, like... Years.
That's one of those like
insane.
OG shock films that I was like,
yeah,
what? Like, I watch a little bit of edgy stuff. I watch Cannibal Holocaust. My friends like that.
What is it?
It's just a really fucking shock, crazy film where like they fuck babies and stuff like that.
Wait, don't you go like feral when you eat human meat? Like, isn't there something in humans?
No. Yes.
There's
I can't tell you.
Something that makes you go crazy.
I think eating, I forget exactly what it is. There are certain like proteins in the brain that like can that we can't digest or something, and it's more likely to have parasites in it that we don't have any ability to deal with. And because it'll either make us sick and it'll affect our proteins in our brain and infect us, and then yeah, you kind of lose your inhibitions and just start going crazy. Yeah.
Now cabbage.
Don't eat. Just making a mental note to not eat human flesh or brain.
Do not eat yummy.
So what's that like movie called, or just like a genre movie called, when they, you know, say it's based on like real life and then kind of just it's not, it's a lie.
Like a reenactment.
I mean,
you're saying like when they lie and say it's based on
I don't know if
that's a genre, but it's definitely a deceitful thing. That happens a lot. I mean,
so when they say it's based on one, yeah, but it's actually not?
Yeah, or make it seem like it is one.
That's
the dying footage, maybe? I don't know.
Found footage?
Found footage.
Oh, like you mean like Blair Witch?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Found footage.
I mean, Blair Witch is found
footage. Just straight up fiction.
Yeah, most of that's fiction, yeah.
That's what Cannibal Holocaust was about. It was like, I guess, based on
that's the found footage. You see, I don't like watching movies like that because it's like I don't like watching torture porn. But
I know somebody does.
Yeah, you know somebody
does. Yeah, I know someone who does as well.
What was I gonna say? Fuck, I lost my train of thought. Something about movies.
Well, we were talking about Cannibal Holocaust.
I know what it is. Movies that like lie that they're based on real events. One of the worst things of that, or examples of that, is The Conjuring 2, where it's based on true events, but it is stretched so far that it's like this is not even remotely like the fucking house's ceiling blows off,
yeah,
and people are floating in the air. It's like based on true events.
Yeah, and it's like, okay, we know this one was a little dramatized.
Yeah. Amityville Horror House movie.
What's that?
Amityville Horror House.
Have you ever been?
Amityville Horror House?
Yeah, Horror House.
Have you ever went to the house?
I've seen it, yeah.
Yeah.
It's just a normal ass house now.
I know, it is just a normal ass house. Like, I kind of wish there was like something in the window or something, you know?
They just put a spooky ghost in the window. That would be kind
of
cool.
They redesigned the outside and kind of hide the fact that it was that house.
Yeah, I think it looks very different.
People just come by and look at it, take pictures and whatnot.
Well, the funny thing about Amityville is because it is not a copywritten location, like you can't copyright a property. You know what I mean? Like, so, like if you go on those really awful movie services like Tubi or Vizio or what, I don't know.
Yeah.
The ones that like are built into fucking TVs and shit like that. If you look in the horror section, there are legitimately like 1,000 Amityville movies that just have the name Amityville in it.
That was really easy.
Yeah. Just classic haunted house. It's an infamous location with an infamous history behind it. It's not copywritten, so you just make a piece of shit movie. But
people,
there's so many.
I'm pretty sure there's people living in there right now.
Yeah.
There are, yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, like every now and then they'll just film outside the house and it's like, please do not film on premises. But like, there's like so many. There's like the Amityville shark, the Amityville clown, it's like a million of these.
Oh my god.
Anything you can fucking think of.
Did you guys see the house? The guy just called back in.
Are you talking about Chris Watts?
No.
Okay, because I was just about to bring up Chris Watts and I thought you were.
He was the guy who was the Dodo Beach Killer.
His house.
Ray Huberman.
Yeah.
Rex Huberman.
His house looked like a fucking like madhouse.
So what's really funny about that, so if you guys don't know, there was a famous serial killer on Long Island, and he killed a bunch of hookers or whatever.
No shout out
to this guy.
No shout out. Fuck you, Ray.
I'm gonna go ahead and say it. He's a pretty bad dude. Yeah,
I agree.
He's a terrible dude.
I agree.
He's ugly too. Yeah.
He was like a architectural engineer or something like that. Yeah. So honestly, a pretty fucking well-paying job. And his house was like a fucking shithole. It was
fun fact, my sister's friend lives a block away from him.
And are they still investigating?
I think so.
It's fucked up. I'm sure
I think they've been. Like, I don't think anyone's allowed in or out of that house still.
I mean, I'm not surprised if they had bodies underneath the house.
Yeah, I'm sure they found some stuff that they haven't told the public.
Yeah.
Well, this guy's getting a little close.
Well, what's going on with Chris Watts?
Well, So you know the Chris Watts story?
I don't.
He killed his...
There was the
wife and his two kids. Right? Yeah. And so obviously the house went up for sale, and like all of this, the whole Chris Watts story was filmed on body cam footage.
Who is this? Who's Chris Watts?
Some like
he's just some dude that you know killed his wife and his two babies.
He was dating someone else.
He was dating someone else.
And I guess he wanted to leave his wife for her, but he killed his wife and the two kids.
And okay. But was denying it.
Yeah.
Like flat out, but like it was all recorded on body cam footage, not the actual
killings.
Murder, but all of his interviews, and he went to the neighbor's house to check the cameras, and like the neighbor showed him stuff, but then kept the cop later on and said, like, listen, I didn't show you this in front of him, but I have this. He was loading his truck with like tarps, whatever. But there was just a new body cam footage that came out with the new owners of the house.
Yeah.
And saying like the husband called and was like pissed off. It was such a stupid thing that his wife was cheating on him upstairs with his friend's girlfriend, like the two girls were upstairs like making out, whatever, and he called the cops for it.
Yeah.
And he just seemed like kind of unstable, and now everyone's like, is that house like cursed? And the reason why I say the Amityville Horror is because like obviously the guy said someone was like speaking to him.
Yeah.
And I was like, what if that house really is like
haunted?
Like, what if I saw that and then like 2 months from now I see new body cam footage of like an interview because he killed his wife?
I mean, why would you buy a house if someone was like killing him for, you know?
Because
like,
it's cheaper.
Certainly the price
that
had to drop.
I hate ghosts.
Kyle literally is terrified of ghosts.
Fucking scared the shit out of me.
I told him I have a ghost in my house and he didn't want to go inside.
He didn't want to go inside because of that. Well, that was the whole plot of the first season of, what the fuck is it called? The American Horror Story.
I love that first season.
The first season's probably the only good one.
It is.
I'm going to say something controversial. I did not like that show at all.
After the first season, I didn't like it.
Even the first season was like fucking schizo as shit.
But I enjoyed it. Because it felt original.
I guess it was original, but it's like a weird romance story about a serial killer school shooter with a serial killer bondage guy, but he's also gay. And then
yeah, and he's like fucking the wife during during the night.
But he's also gay, right? So he was also gay, right? It was Zachary Quinto.
Was he?
Yeah.
He's bisexual.
Wait, what's his name?
The actor Zachary Quinto.
No.
Yes. The guy in the
Tate?
No, not Tate. Tate is
your Tate.
No, not Andy Tate.
I was gonna say that is not
Tate's
name.
Tate was the name of the kid. Yeah, the school shooter. Folks, that show was fucking schizo. And there's like weird experiments happening in the basement, and like the mother knew that Tate was dead and that he was being kept alive by the house, and the mother was also trying to fuck the husband.
Yeah, and then eventually like a bunch of them die, and they're all just like stuck in the house.
You know what? That show is basically just what a normal like telenovela is, you know, like a Spanish soap opera. It literally is. It's just like fucking nonsense.
But I thoroughly enjoyed that first season. But I guess I would have to watch it again to really say that it was good, because I feel like I had watched it so long ago that it's like I probably would form a different opinion with my knowledge now.
Well, I tried watching a lot of stuff that people said was, like, good in the past. Like, oh, give it a shot, it's good. Like, Lost. I just did not like Lost at all.
I don't think I could ever get into Lost.
Watch, on Netflix, you guys see that shit yet?
What is that?
Beef? Yeah.
Beef.
See, I'm surprised you haven't heard of this, because you hear of everything.
Me?
Yeah.
I know, I've literally ran through Netflix, like, 4 times.
So you, how have you not heard of Beef?
What is it?
Yeah, what's Beef, Kyle?
It's like these two...
Beef stew?
Yeah. No, like, it's like this man and woman, they meet in, like, a road rage incident, and pretty much their show, and then go back to each other, trying to get back to one another.
Is it fiction?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
This sounds like Spy versus Spy.
Yeah. But now, that's pretty good. It came out last year, I think, so like, I guess it's 23. Hopefully, this comes out soon. Fucking good show. Mm-hmm. Yeah, of course, you know. Squid Games is just top tier as well. Which I love that show.
We just saw Alien Rimjobulus last night.
What did you just call it?
Yeah. Alien Romulus?
Oh.
Yeah, you must have heard something.
How was it?
We liked it. We both liked it. It was very intense.
It was intense. I enjoyed it.
How long was it, the movie?
I think it was a nice, smooth hour and a half.
Really?
Or was it longer?
It was 2 hours.
It was 2 hours? See, it doesn't feel like
59.
It.
No, it pulls you in.
Yeah.
Enough where you're like, holy fuck, 2 hours just went by?
That movie has a very good structure to it, where it starts off with kind of like, you know, an interesting premise. You're on this piece of shit planet. Yeah. And then you end up in space with hellish aliens. So.
Space Mars.
Yeah. They unlock the aliens. Not cool.
You should not have done that.
My mom got me Dominican coffee. I'm excited.
Dominican coffee? What does that mean?
It's good coffee.
Just like really strong coffee?
Yeah.
Cuban coffee pretty much?
Yeah.
Did I ever tell you that like one of my weird, like every now and then I feel like I have these weird premonitions. And one of my weird premonitions is that like coffee's gonna be gone in the next 20 years.
Why?
I don't know. It's just a weird premonition I have.
Caffeine pills take
over. We're all just going to be drinking like monsters.
That's fine by me.
Or yeah, or eating caffeine pills or whatever. Yeah.
I mean, they exist
Storing
now.
Cocaine. Yeah, they do.
Well, yeah. They do exist, but there's going to be no coffee. Or there's going to be some really piece of shit like crap instant coffee that tastes like doggy do.
Yeah.
But why?
Why do I think that's going to happen?
Mm-hmm.
I have a weird feeling that, like, some parasite can... Like, so we have the lanternfly, a C-episode lanternfly mall. We have the lanternfly issue, and they're quite a fucking havoc. And...
So you think there's going to be something in coffee beans?
I have a feeling that, no, that something's going to take out the coffee beans. There's going to be some sort of coffee blight. That makes it go away forever.
I think your premonition is wrong.
There's no way that's happening.
Well,
I mean, it could happen, but like, there's not a way that you're going to go.
I don't think it's going to be gone for good, but like, I think it'll become a luxury item where you will be paying like out the fucking ass for a nice cup of coffee. It'll be like a $20 cup.
Yeah.
And people were like, you know, your kids would be like, you drank this, like, all the time? Yeah, every morning. And real coffee beans.
Yeah, I had, like, 4 cups every morning.
Yeah.
You guys see those videos? Like a whole pot. This one person from Dunkin' Donuts who shows these creations people order. It's, like, 10 scoops of fucking, like, sugar, or 10 packets of sugar. It's, like, 5 shots of, like, caramel. 5 shots of, like, sugar. Yeah. It's so weird.
Where it's, like, not even coffee anymore,
yeah,
and it's just
like
sugar.
Yeah, it's like a milkshake. Yeah, it's so weird.
Yeah, I don't understand that. Like,
I mean, I'll be honest, I do want to try it one day just to see what it's like.
I have to say, an iced caramel latte is so good, but it's majority sugar.
Yeah. It's, like, so weird. But, like, some person wants a fucking half a cup full of just sugar.
I know. I've
like,
seen
four
those
fucking
videos.
Sweeter added to it, which makes no fucking sense at all.
It is kind of crazy.
Unless it's fake, which it could be too, just for the engagement.
I don't know, because like even like my sister, she doesn't really like the taste of coffee, but she will drink it if there's like caramel and sugar in it.
Yeah.
You know, so I think there are people out there that are literally just ordering so much sugar, so much syrup, so that they kind of eliminate the taste of coffee.
Yeah.
I guess like the one way to have coffee is just black, but it's just so like...
If it's made well, black isn't bad, but if you're having like your piece of shit work coffee or like
coffee, it's like
you can't have that black. It's gross. It's this disgusting, which is why I uniquely have my special strainer straw that I pour the grinds into.
Yeah, you're a weirdo.
I'm weirdo, but I like it.
I'm weirdo.
Hey, going on what we said earlier, I don't know why I just thought of it, but we were talking about prison at the beginning of this episode. What
prison?
Do you think we would actually all go to prison for if we ended up in prison somehow?
I feel like I'd be like El Chapo.
Well, we have to predict your eyes. What would Amanda go to prison for?
El Chapo.
El Chapo. She'd be El Chapo. Okay, so she's we're going with El Chapo.
I would be a drug lord?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Me? tax fraud?
I don't do drugs.
You
guys.
Think you it would be tax fraud?
Yeah,
for you?
I just forget the taxes.
Oh tax yeah, fraud. You know what? I could see myself going to prison for tax fraud because I'm an idiot.
Yeah, it's like,
I'm just an idiot who knows nothing.
Yeah, no, that could probably happen to me too.
Tax fraud.
Essentially, it could happen to anyone who just like forgets to write something off or
we
like.
Should do that. Just want to like next April.
Just do tax fraud?
Yeah, why not?
Sweet, yeah.
I'm down. I mean, well, it's not like we're gonna go to like a. Yeah, it's really like secure, nice locked yeah. up prison.
Well, the good thing nice is that we wouldn't have any of this on recording anywhere, so that's why.
What do they call that? that's a yeah. white collar crime.
Yes.
Yeah. No doxing. I am not going to do that.
So not what would cool. be a blue collar crime?
Yeah. Yeah. Oh. Murder.
Robbery.
Smash your neighbor's head with a hammer.
Mm-hmm.
That's blue collar.
Which what's Andrew going to jail for? Like you're hard.
Yeah. Election fraud.
Election fraud? I'm stuffing the ballot.
Like, I can't really see you doing anything like super illegal.
I feel like it would be something driving related for me. Like, I would pull something so stupid where, like, I accidentally make the wrong turn and.
And you kill, like, a family of five?
I kill a family of 18.
Oh, 18.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, a bus.
Yeah. They were going on their Disney trip.
And you, like, cut them off.
Family Disney trip, yeah.
18 in one car.
Yeah, I could see it being a driving incident.
Nissan Civic. Andrew just T-bones them.
No,
other than that, Andrew's kind of a saint.
Yeah. I'm not a saint.
He doesn't really do anything bad.
I am a bad person.
I feel like even when you're angry, you're not, like, scary. Like, you know those people that when they get angry, you're like, oh, fuck, here we go. Like, when you get angry, I'm, like, angry with you, and we're just laughing about it.
Yeah. Well, me and Amanda have gotten to, I think, two fights at max. Yeah, kill that thing. We've gotten into two fights at most, I think.
Yeah.
And one was when I had to mail something.
I was so mad at him this day.
She was so pissed at me. Yeah. I had to mail something, and she was
and
like, just do it.
And he told me no. And I was like, all right, well, fuck you then.
No, it wasn't, it was something that someone who we know that's
yes.
fucking lazy could not do it for themselves, and I was fucking pissed about it, and so I didn't want to do it, and Amanda's like, we should just do it, I'm like, I don't want to, it's my fucking lunchtime, I don't want to do it, I'm not going to, and she's like, okay, we're not fucking doing it, and I'm like, I'm sorry.
I know, and whenever Andrew knows I get mad, he's like, okay, you're mad, I'm sorry.
It's very quick, guys.
Yeah, we don't really, like, somebody. We've never had, like, held a grudge.
No. And the second time we fought was
when...
That was when we were filming something, and we had a special microphone that we were kind of passing off between people, and there was a fight where we didn't know who had, had the what's it called last, the microphone last. And it actually was on recording, and I was like, no, Amanda had it last, 100%.
We just got catcalled.
I did at least.
Someone wanted to scoop us up.
Rewind.
It
so, we had two microphones. Microphone were being passed around. Amanda and I were kind of switching between the microphones.
Why do I not remember this?
And,
wait, can you mouth where it was?
Right
nah, yes. I was so wrong on that one.
So we didn't know who had the microphone last time. This story's been going on for too fucking long. And Amanda said that I lost it. I was like, no, Amanda had it last 100%. She was the second one to have the microphone. And she's like, nope. And she started getting mad at me. And I was like, I fucking know you had it last.
Yeah.
And then we reviewed the fucking footage and Amanda had it last.
Because you literally see him hand it to me in the shot. And then I place it down.
She immediately places it down somewhere, yeah.
That wasn't.
Instead of actually using
it.
It
was like in the cup holder, I think.
Yeah. So, that was the two times I think we've legitimately got mad at each other.
Yeah.
So, but, never actually fought, but I don't know. I don't know if I get, like, I'm not a scary, angry person.
No, you're not.
But I've gotten, like, furious a couple of times, but it really, it takes a lot to get me to my edge, you know?
Like, what?
Yeah, and let's I feel like it helps to have, like, related feelings towards something, you know?
Yes.
Like, someone to just, like, lash out at. Not, like, to me, but, like, yes, at me where I can relate. Yeah.
Yeah, it's true. but
I wonder what our first fight with Kyle is gonna be like.
You know, let's find out. I just push you guys
into traffic and we both die.
He does something so fucking incomprehensible. It's like, what the fuck?
I feel like I'll never fight with Kyle.
Sell drugs, you guys, and call the cops.
I just feel like you're not confrontational.
I'm not.
Have you ever actually gotten into like a fist fight, Kyle?
One time, I mean, with my brother, yeah, like all the time when we were younger, but one time, someone else, I was, maybe 9, at a beach playing volleyball. Just something went off, and I was punching some guy, and he was punching back. So, yeah. Hmm. So that was just one time.
You've never gotten in a fist fight,
right? Not in my adult years, no.
Okay. But you were beefing as a kid?
I got into a small fucking actual, like, throwing hands skirmish,
in
I guess
school?
You fucking
like,
call it. Yeah. There was a stairwell. There were these people that were really fucking annoying in my high school that would purposefully, like, what is it called when you fucking get on all fours to trip someone over?
Oh, fuck.
But they were doing that, but they were making believe that they were falling.
Yeah.
And so that you, like, would not expect it, and immediately you'd fucking fall over on yourself.
Yeah.
And they were doing it on a stairwell once, and I was like...
Oh my god, that's terrible!
I was like, what the fuck are you doing? And they fucking tried doing it to me once, and that was the one time I fucking actually, like, threw hands at someone. It ended really quickly, because it was like, I'm getting to class one way or the other. But, like, that was the time where I actually got into a fight with someone. Like, no black eyes, no nothing, no losing teeth. It was pretty quick.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. If someone's trying to trip me on the stairs, it's on site.
Yeah.
Like, are you kidding?
I mean, it helps, like, being gay, like, no one wants to, you know, mess around with me, which is fine. Just, I don't either. I want to just, like, mind my business and do my thing. That's kind of why I don't need to fight often.
Yeah, I've never straight up gotten beaten up. Amanda has.
Yeah. But yeah, I don't think I've ever actually, like, besides that, had anything instigated or I instigated that wasn't, like, mutual. What?
Have you been knocked out before in a fight?
Yes.
I want to say technically, yeah.
Yes.
I mean, my head was bashed into a pole and it was lights out, so.
Oh, yeah. It's so quick. It happened to me. I got punched
but
in the face.
But it's not like they show in, like, movies and shit where you're literally knocked out for, like...
Yeah.
No.
You get right back. You know, you're, like, right back with it, but...
Yeah, you're just like, whoa, what the fuck just happened?
Yeah. Really? It's kind of like just, like, a whirlwind really quickly, and then you're like, okay, here I am.
Yeah.
Did you go to the doctors and check?
Yeah, I went to the hospital.
Is that it?
Mostly for legal purposes.
Oh.
But that's the most I'll discuss.
No doxing.
But it's all good, you know.
All good.
For the past.
All good.
Shit happens.
I've gotten near fights before. There are a few people who know how to get really, really, really under my skin. And one of them is a good friend of mine. And we were fighting about something. We were fighting about watching a movie. And he is very fucking indecisive on watching, like, anything. He cannot make up his mind for the fucking life of him. And we were trying for, at least at this point, fucking 40 minutes. So the night is like, okay, we're doing something or not. I'm like, let's watch this movie. And he's like, I don't want to watch. I'm like, all right, give a movie you want to watch. We'll heads or tails it. He goes, what is this, fucking preschool? Dude, I launched
the
fucking...
Well, if you're spending 40 fucking minutes trying to pick something out.
I fucking launched the fucking remote at his head, and I fucking, like, came at him. I was so fucking mad. Like,
all over picking a movie is so funny.
It is, yeah.
But I get it. The frustration is real.
This dude is... I'm not giving the full story. He is aggravated when he does not want to do something.
Yeah.
Everyone in the entire group could want to do something, and this dude will want to do the opposite.
And he knows it probably pisses off everyone. Yeah. That is the worst kind of human. That people who know what pisses you off.
Yes.
And then they just, like, push that towards you.
Oh yeah, he is a limit pusher. He knows how to fucking push the limit. He's the dude I told you about. He gets up in people's faces. I can't do it because I'm holding the phone in my hand. I'll do it real quick. He goes,
it's yeah, like that,
random
no.
fucking people.
Nope.
Oh, is he the blue collar guy?
What?
Blue collar friend?
He related.
Yeah.
Related. But yeah. He does that to people, and it's like, dude, you're gonna get your fucking like lights knocked out on these fucking things. I don't know how he fucking does it. Oh, we're causing quite the stir.
Oh my god.
A lot of fucking trucks.
Honestly, those people deserve to get knocked out. You know, just once, to humble them.
They do need to be humbled.
I truly believe, like, when someone's doing something wrong, you just need to be punched once. And you'll most likely never do it again.
I did that when I was in I always fucking give myself such a bad image. When I was in summer camp, I was bullied, okay? So maybe this is the root cause, but there was this one kid who was... What are you looking at?
What?
Oh, no, it's good. There was one kid who was really fucking annoying. He was getting in people's faces. He was doing all the fucking annoying kid shit. And like spitting on people because he had like a weird spitting thing. And he spit in my face once, and I'm super, super grossed out about spit. And
like anger he did it, or he just...
He was literally just doing talking? It to annoy. No, he was just doing it to annoy. Legitimately, he was one of those kids who just did fucking shit to annoy people.
Oh, hell no.
That was the one time I think I punched a kid square in the fucking face.
Yeah, good.
And I went right to the office for that one.
That's warranted. Yeah. Come on, someone spits in your face. That's literally assault.
Andrew, there are better ways to deal with things.
Nowadays, you see videos on TikTok and YouTube.
No, he assaulted you. Yeah. That is straight up an assault. Yeah.
Well, it's like nowadays, you see videos on TikTok and YouTube of, like, I guess, you know, people intentionally pissing someone off, like, into a fight, or they have, like, a huge kind of confrontation to kind of go viral. It's like, it's so annoying to see that shit, because, like, anyone can get mad about it, and you can't do anything about it, just, like, watch it happen.
Yeah, it is really annoying. Well, it's like, oh, you're there have to be better rules to, like, what assault actually is.
Yeah.
Like, if someone is coming specifically to harass you for entertainment, that should just be illegal.
Yeah.
That should just straight up be illegal. If harassing is what they're filming,
well, because
that's
harassment
illegal.
Leads to physical violence most of the time. You 100%. Know, if someone harasses you far enough, you know.
Like, pranks are one
thing. Anybody's a killer. All you have to do is push them.
But like you said, if they're trying to set up a situation that pisses people the fuck off...
I know, I'm nervous to go viral and make some fucking money off social media.
That was, like, big back in, like, the mid-2010s, like, the pranking shit.
Well, I mean, those pranks were, like, not really as, I guess... confrontation. They were all like funny pranks that you...
Well, some of them are funny, and some of them... That was where the whole "it's a social experiment, bro" thing came from, remember?
Oh, you fucking leave a kid with someone, randoms.
Yeah. I kissed a girl to see what her boyfriend would do. Yeah. You deserve to get punched.
Yeah.
That kind of shit's so stupid.
I feel like half of those were actually just clickbait.
Oh, yeah, 100%.
And that wasn't actually happening.
Oh, yeah. I mean...
It was, like, just mentioned one time in the video, and...
I would say the mass majority of those were clickbait. You can tell when it was real or not. There was one that was really fucking funny that I actually really liked. And it was this dude, this, like, famous, like, workout dude. And he straight up had, like, a woman's ass. Like, he, like, legitimately just had, like, a woman's ass. And he did this prank where he was, like, going through his trunk wearing, like, yoga pants and, like, a crop top.
Yeah.
Have you seen that one? That fucking cracked me up. Like, this dude was checking him out. He's like, "What's up, bro?" He's like, "What the fuck?" He got so fucking mad. It was so fucking funny. That's so great. He was so fucking mad. He was already at a guy's ass. Why are you trying to trick me into wanting to fuck your ass? Why? I love shit like that. Shit where it's just inexplicable rage just makes me laugh so hard.
But now it's, like, more difficult to see, to, like, understand if they're, like, working together, you know? Or I guess, like, it's pretty time because, like, you kind of knew it was some random person, but now it's like, oh, maybe they're just, you're working together to, you know, fake some confrontation to go viral.
Oh, 100%. I would say the science of, like, those types of videos, like, there is probably some genuine good psychological study that could be made with it, basically saying that, like, it is so easy to fool someone if you pull off these level of things, like,
yeah,
making people comfortable with the video, making it seem like it's all natural, you know? That is, it's an art when you do it right.
The art of social media.
The art.
Fart.
The fart of social media.
Fart?
Yeah, fart.
The fart of social
fart.
Media.
Social media fart.
Yeah.
Well.
Well, we've ended on the fart of social media.
And that's about it, folks.
Folks, if you had to paint a fart, what would it look like? Leave a comment.
Color and texture.
Color and texture. By the way, I haven't
and
said
smell.
It.
And smell.
And smell. And smell. Give us the smell. I haven't said it, but we exist on all podcast platforms. So we're on Spotify, we're on Apple, we're on Amazon, for the weirdos listen to that.
Me.
And we're trying to get back up on YouTube. I'm still working it out. So once that happens, I'll let you know. But check us out on there and give us a like on your favorite platform.
And thanks for listening to the Unwhat Not Podcast.
Thanks for listening. We'll see you next time.